Hey, Sarah.
Hi.
How's it going?
Are we recording right now?
Yeah.
Wait, are you drinking alcohol?
Yeah, I'm drinking alcohol.
Because I could give a shit if it's water. I just want to know if it's the Lord's grape. Let me not flash you and grab my glass of white.
Are you drinking white?
Yeah, and I'm out. Like, I wasn't thinking about the fact that once you start drinking wine, you might lose it after a little bit. Like, you need to replenish. So I'm pretty much fucked.
I didn't think that I would be going through a bottle a day. So that's...
Is that what you're doing? That's not that much, though. That's only like four glasses or whatever.
To be fair, I wasn't really drinking very much at all last week. And then around Friday, Saturday, Sunday... I just kind of like, it's when I started using that house party app.
Yeah.
Well, first off.
That'll do the damage.
Welcome to the welcome to the podcast. Everyone, welcome back to the B List. This is Sarah Galley. She's the host of her own podcast, Andy's Girls. She's actually been on my podcast, this podcast. You were the second guest.
Ooh, lucky number two.
Speaking of number two, how about this shit this week? How about the world?
What a
right?
transition.
Oh my God.
Wait, the craziness of it all. Yeah, can you believe?
So everyone, we're doing this over the phone and FaceTime. So
we're very techier.
Yeah.
We have A-list style technology on the B-list.
Sarah's from the Upper East Side. Mm-hmm. So we sip at the same time. First off, happy National Cheesesteak Day.
Do people eat that? I'm from Rhode Island. We don't fuck with mixing cheese and steak.
Yeah, I eat a cheesesteak. Yeah, I love Philly.
Where are you from originally?
I'm from Houston.
Do you guys rock a cheesesteak? Or is that's
I've
mostly
had
Philly, right?
It's not a big thing. I think Houston is a lot of like seafood and barbecue.
Okay.
You know, just Texas and it's in the Gulf. But
okay.
But I'll eat anything. I could easily be from Philly. If I told you I was from Philly, you'd be like, oh.
Do we die for Philly?
Yeah, I do.
I do. I know a lot of people like.
I don't think I like. You don't like any of the places that I would really like.
Yeah, like what?
I don't think. I love Long Island.
Oh, never. No, we've had this conversation. I refuse. I refuse to cross the whatever it takes Rubicon to get to the Hamptons.
The East River?
Whatever. I don't feel like swimming.
You know that I am across the East River in Brooklyn right now. So what have you been up to this week besides just drinking and
embracing the fact that my career path for the last 100 years probably no longer exists. And you know what? Remember what the fuck is her name? The blonde lesbian financial planner, Susie Orman, whatever the fuck. I remember she would go on Oprah and Oprah would be like, okay, what should people do? And she was always like, have that rainy day fund. Make sure you always have at least 3 months or whatever in case something happens. And I think that's great advice.
That's a great idea.
It's a great idea as a concept.
Not applicable in New York City.
Not applicable in New York City. I have like a dollar in my savings account, which I only have in there because I haven't transferred over 99 cents. Like I always leave a penny for luck.
Overdraft you.
Yeah. Yeah. So I am curious, you know, I'm an event producer. I don't know what's going to happen if they will like truly no longer exist, but... You know, if events go extinct at the same time as our planet, I don't have a lot to complain about.
I mean, it's New York. There's going to be, I do think New York is going to bounce back quicker than some parts of the nation.
But will we be able to congregate in groups of 10 for the next 60 years or whatever?
I think it's going to come back in the fall.
Awesome. Well, I love a season 2. I love a cliffhanger. Am I going to survive it? Who's going to guest star?
Season 2020 of America. Oh, fucking garbage.
You think it's going to come back in the fall? Because they're saying that the weather doesn't matter. So people
it
were
doesn't
thinking,
really matter. That's what
right.
I'm hearing.
Like people
we're just going to spread misinformation on this podcast, by the way.
I mean, that's what I do as an American. Yeah. That's my God-given right to give you guys the wrong counsel. And if you die as a result of it, listen, I'm an idea woman, okay? They're not always great. But yeah, so I heard that like people were thinking because the flu goes away in the summer that this would, but we're like quasi immune to the, it's more aggressive. It comes in waves. Temperature doesn't seem to matter. And it's like, your body's not immune to it, whatever, blah, blah, blah. So like we're fucked. I think every day, like this summer, do you think we're going to, when do you think we're going to go outside?
Summer we're not going to have.
You think we're going to be inside?
As a gay man, it's been very difficult to cope with this and come to.
Is that why you're in,
that
you're in black? You're in black because you're in mourning.
I am all black right now.
Okay, you're sitting FaceTime. Shiva. You're sitting Shiva.
I'm sitting Shiva.
As you sit down to record.
Jill is shaking.
So what do you think Jill's is going to happen?
Yeah. sorry. I don't know what's going to happen. It changes every day. I think, well, just to update everybody on what's going on, because we're recording this on, I don't even fucking know what day it is. What is it, Tuesday?
March whatever.
March 20th. It is March 24th, Tuesday.
You're saying the date like it matters. As like every
today,
day isn't exactly identical to the next. I appreciate
time
that
is
about
just
you.
A social construct.
Yeah, it is.
We're learning that more. So.
So we're social constructs. So there we go. Continue. But, sorry.
There are now 25,665 positive cases confirmed in New York State, with 14,904 cases that are located in New York City. So that's spiking. And the governor says that it's expected to be the apex of the outbreak. And that's going to come in around 14 to 21 days
from now.
Yeah. So it's quite a jump from what they originally were saying, which is 45 days. I don't know if that was the national average or.
Well, when did they say 45 days? It wasn't. They're probably close to it when you think about.
Not 20 days ago.
Yeah, that's true.
Listen, I'm no mathematician, but
I mean, math is hard, okay? I was too busy buying toilet paper.
So what they're doing, you know, to combat that is they're having the Javits Center is going to be now kind of as a makeshift hospital. Imagine dying at the Javits Center.
Like it hasn't been through enough.
Oh, no, I'm not laughing, guys. Sorry.
No, we
just,
need to
I
laugh.
Have to laugh.
Laugh
to keep,
is,
yeah.
No, this is, listen, our country is embracing dark humor at this time, and we all need a fucking chuckle. Because what's our other
moment.
Choice is to
I
cry.
Was waiting for my moment. Black humor is definitely going to take over now. And
right?
The Dark Horseman.
Oh, my God. For real.
So the governor says, Trump was just interviewed. And he's been kind of hinting that he wants to kind of go back to jumpstart the economy again really soon at the end of the 15-day national self-isolation.
Listen, dead and, people still have credit cards.
I mean, honestly, like taking people's jobs and like their way of like making money, but then making credit card bills and things like that continue to come in the mail is just the most evil thing I could think of.
How does that even... like, how is that even, I don't understand how, like, landlords are getting whatever rescue net, but we're still expected to pay rent when you know that the economy in New York essentially no longer exists. There is no money for us to count anymore. It is all gone. So I don't understand, like, there does not actually seem to be any kind of rescue plan that's specific to normal people who make up the bulk of New York City.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, it's wild.
It's crazy.
Are you sending in your rent?
So now, yeah.
Yeah. I guess we don't have a
choice.
But
I mean, you know, who knows what's going to, how long is this going to last?
I don't know. I'm going to, you know, to be generous, I'm going to pay this one time. To be generous. And then because I'm feeling charitable and it's a mitzvah.
I just really like writing checks, though. I feel like I have like really nice penmanship. And
do you write a physical check? You don't use online banking?
No, my landlord actually doesn't like to use the online, just prefers the check. So
wow.
Why, who am I to? Yeah. Kind of makes me feel old school. I like it.
Yeah, I do.
Listen, Trump is giving interviews saying that he wants to reopen America, quote unquote, reopen America by Easter, which is April 12th.
Okay, we were closed for renovation, but we're
closed for renovation.
We're
under, under new management, hopefully soon.
New coat of paint.
God. I was saying the other day, I was like, America is totally that neighbor that paints their house, but you go inside and it's an episode of Hoarders.
Oh, yeah.
Like the exterior is like nice and shiny, or it's like, what did I read the other day? It was like, America is a third world country with a Gucci belt on.
Oh, no, totally. Like America
a
is
Gucci
that
belt,
newly
like,
painted
on the,
house.
On the last notch of the belt.
Oh, my God. Wild. So he's saying he wants to open up shop And I read something that, like, he says,
a we'll resurrection. Protect.
Say what?
A resurrection. For
wonderful.
Easter.
Just into happy Easter. So he will open up shop, but he said he's going to, like, lovingly protect the elderly and at risk. I don't know what that means. Lovingly
that
protect
doesn't really
them.
Mean anything, because you know how many elderly people rely on the services of young people, and also how many elderly people live with their young
right
young relatives. It's not. It's literally the dumbest. Maybe the dumbest thing I've heard.
It
yet,
always feels like he thinks he's an iconoclast. So when he hears information, his gut instinct is to always do the opposite, because if he is one of those rare birds saying something that nobody else is saying, he can, like, brand it according to his seemingly high level of genius. You know, like, yeah, if a doctor is saying your temperature is 103, he's going to say it's 77.6. Because I'm super smart and I know that. And then he will either bully people into agreeing with them or just not care. You know?
Yeah.
It's wild.
We'll be dead soon.
Yeah, I'm hoping. My God. Just
bad news
knock
for
me
Italy.
Out.
Italy just announced 50. Wait, sorry.
Italy just announced they're doing great. Everything's fine.
Yeah, they just yesterday. No, just today. They reported 5,249 new cases and 747 new deaths in one day.
How many deaths?
747.
What's their total death count?
I love this.
Not that it's a competition. This is the one time where I don't want us to be number one.
I'm looking it up. One second.
Are we going to get it to the semifinals? I think we are.
Oh, God. Oh, I'm sorry. Okay, so the death toll total is 743.
You know what? Honestly, when you said that for the day, I didn't shrug. Like, that felt...
And neither did I. I heard some crazy news the other day, and it sounded, like, pretty on par. Because, I mean, Italy is a huge country, and obviously they have spikes in it, and it's the epicenter of it. So...
Why did I thought I read that, like, they're for the second day in a row they didn't have a rise in cases or something?
It was like a couple days ago. It was like 5 days ago or something.
Right. So that means that maybe they've got it under control. I don't even think we have, like, tracers. Did you see that too?
Even Corona takes a day off.
I mean, God bless. Everybody needs a timeout now and again. We all need a nap.
You could tell she's in Italy, not in America, because she'd be working 7 days a week.
For real.
Yeah. speaking of Corona, Andy Cohen, on March 21st, Watch What Happens Live host Andy Cohen has announced on Instagram that he tested positive for COVID-19. He said, after a few days of self-quarantine and not feeling great, I've tested positive for coronavirus. That he originally was planning to continue Watch What Happens Live to do it from home. Mm-hmm. And then he said that he's going to put a pin in that for now, just because he's not feeling well and wants to kind of focus on his health. Makes sense. Yeah. Honestly, all the shows that I've been seeing that are doing it from home are garbage, but we'll get into this later.
Oh, good. Okay, because I haven't seen any of them, so I want to get your thoughts. Okay. I want to hear you.
But thoughts on Andy? I think he's going to be fine. I'm giving it to God.
I mean, Watch What Happens posted on IG, like, a photo of them all Zooming where it's like the Brady Bunch where they all have their, and somebody commented and said, like, how's Andy doing? And he commented back and said, like, I'm getting better every day or something. But the scary thing with Corona, not to be like a super Debbie Downer, but why not?
No,
this
no,
is the world in which we live, is that it's like you feel fine and then you get fucked. Like, you think, like, maybe it starts bad and then you're like, fine. Oh, my God, you're getting better. And then it slams your ass to the ground.
Kind of like New York.
Amen. Wow. I guess we were on its inspo board. Like, Corona sat down and put together a little vision board.
Yeah.
And modeled it after everyday life in NYC.
I'm giving it to God. He's one of the few people I'm praying for.
Yeah. You don't think God's hands are full at this point? You're going to give this to him, too? Oh, I'm sorry. Her
hands. Her.
Her hands. Her story.
That's right. We don't celebrate men around here.
No.
So I'm giving it to God. I'm praying for him. I was going to say he's irreplaceable, though, as a host for that show. But if you had to.
Rename my podcast, Girls. Because hasn't been used before.
Well, if you had to think about who would fill his shoes on that show.
Which show? Watch What Happens or hosting?
Yeah.
I mean,
my first thought is Bethany, but
she's too harsh. Like, we've seen her host. She's not good.
Yeah, that's true. It's true.
Her personality is good in small doses when it's produced and edited. See. Who?
Margaret Josephs, I think, would be. If Margaret had a show.
She's too much of a character for that show where you're not necessarily supposed to. You're not supposed to be the star. You're supposed to, like, shine the spotlight on your guests. And I think she's too specific a character.
Okay.
I feel like there's somebody that I should know, like, from, like, are there any, like, celebrity, like, Bravo-holic super fans? Like, I would think Chrissy Teigen, but
Chrissy Teigen.
I don't think she would. I don't know that she would be a great host is the problem. Like, I think she's so amazing live, but I don't know that she would be. I don't know. I mean, I also am obsessed with her, so I just want her to do great at everything ever in life.
Yeah.
I don't know. Is there anybody who's like, who else is like a Bravo-holic, like a celebrity Bravo-holic?
Like, what's his name? He's always on. He's like the, he's kind of like almost albino pale, and he's got like the reddish hair, and he's like from Brooklyn.
Oh my God.
He's like from the 90s. He was in like a ton of shit in the 90s. He's like, this is going to come to me. He's like a straight guy. He's like super
he's
tall.
A
he's like
straight, six. Tall ginger from the 90s.
What's his name? It'll come to me like mid-podcast watch. We'll be talking about something.
I mean, like Archie?
Different.
I don't know. He's a real person? Who is a ginger? I don't know a single ginger. Oh my God. Protect the gingers. My God. Like, they haven't been through enough.
He got into an argument once on the air with Kendra Moore and told her that she was ashy.
Michael Rapaport?
Yeah.
He's not a ginger.
Is he a ginger?
No, he's a blanche. He's like a blondish brunette. He doesn't really have hair. He just has face, honestly, at the end of the day. I think he would be too intense.
And attitude.
Yeah. You know what I do like about Michael Rapaport? I didn't like to see him use like ashy whatever blah blah blah, because it's like he thinks he's funny but he's white, so like maybe shut the fuck up. But I appreciated that the last time that he was on, he did essentially say like, it's great that Kenya's back, she's great for the show. I think that was smart, because I didn't love their interaction.
No, I didn't either. Didn't he call her an ape or something?
Did he?
I feel like he did. Or didn't he say she was like a, like, or didn't he like post a photo of a monkey or something like that? I have to go back.
Oh my God, that would be
that just came to me now.
Insane if he did, but unfortunately, I would not necessarily think that was out of character for him, which is like very not good.
Andy's really going to need to kick this thing, because already just thinking about who's going to replace him is giving me a headache. I don't
right?
even know.
Oh my God.
So he's going to have to kick this. So.
Oy vey.
In the interim, while he's trying to nurse his health, psychotic rabid Bravo fans have been constantly tweeting him and DMing him, asking him to release episodes of some of the series early, including Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. He says that the issue is that there's only a certain amount of episodes totally color corrected and locked right now for both of the shows. Both of the shows referring to New York and Beverly Hills. Mm-hmm. So he says they'd be shooting themselves in the foot, essentially, if they released the stuff early, because they wouldn't be able to keep up. Which makes sense. Honestly, I'm not like that psyched to see. I mean, I'm more psyched to see New York. Leah's going to be on the podcast soon.
Who is? Leah McSweeney?
Leah. Yeah, the newest housewife. So that'll be fun.
That's great. What's her financial status?
What's her status at the bank?
What's her account number and the last four digits of her social?
Checks, like the rest of us soon. $1,500 chump checks.
I mean, do you know?
I don't know. I'll be sure to ask her.
Because I don't think she has wealth or money, and that's not a deal breaker, obviously. BCC Sonia Tremont Morgan and a lack of warm water or whatever, but hot water. But I'm just curious. I mean, she seems like very stylish. She's beautiful. She's quick. She's smart. She's funny. I'm just curious because allegedly a part of the show is that kind of financial escapism. And I wonder.
I think for some of the franchises, but for New York and I think like the especially shows like Potomac, it's really not obviously about the money. It's not as aspirational as it is just like
funny.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. So obviously on that note, you know, obviously this is the Rona's fucking with all of our shows. Real Housewives of the OC. The Rona, Miss Rona. Real Housewives of the OC is being postponed production. Real Housewives of New Jersey, which had just started filming, I think in early March, they had to postpone. Real Housewives of Dallas, but nobody's really missing that.
Can you believe that's still even going on? How wild.
Maybe it's a sign, but not for New Jersey.
Yeah.
Not for New Jersey. Yeah. It's not a sign.
For
it's
Dallas, just a, I would take that sign.
For OC, they are currently in the interim while they're not filming. I think that the wives are like sending content over from like their iPhones and it's like stuff that they're shooting at home. So it'll probably get like a coronavirus storyline for the middle of the season.
As a viewer, would you be distracted if they're going from these like highly produced, glossy scenes, like normal what we would see to like iPhone confessional footage, or would you not mind it?
I don't know about confessional, but I do love seeing an iPhone footage.
Oh, do you? Okay.
Oh, yeah. Remember the Dublin trip when they were arguing in the hallway at like 4 a.m. in the morning, shit-faced?
Oh, my God, yes. In the van.
Yeah, in the van with the greens. What is it, like the night vision?
Oh, my God. Iconic.
Yeah.
Iconic.
So if it's going to be anything like that, please send me all the fucking iPhones. Send me the iPhone. Send me the.
I want it. I want it all. I want it all.
Also things that are being postponed. Dula Lipo is pushing up the release of her album. It was going to be released on April 3rd. She's now releasing it on March 27th. That's this Friday.
My birthday.
It was leaked. Oh, it's your birthday on March 27th?
It is.
Happy birthday, Sarah.
Thank you. You know who I share my birthday with?
Who?
Victoria Gunvalson.
I think you also share your birthday with my friend Will Davis.
Okay. Interesting.
It's either that day or the day before. Yeah.
Amazed.
That's amazing.
So, did you see this whole thing with Lady Gaga today?
Yeah. Lady Gaga is delaying her heavily anticipated album, Chromatica. It's not been a good week for the gays.
And the reason that she said she was doing it was like, because it's not a good time now to be hyping great popular music when we're all dealing with this. Isn't it the opposite? We need new content. We need something to make us smile. Like, it's wild.
See, I thought about that and I get what you're saying, but I do agree that if someone releases an album and they are all in quarantine, you can't record new videos. You can't create new content. You can't plan a tour until all of that is really spaced out. She also said that she had a secret Coachella performance that was planned for, you know, so there's a lot of things like that that go into it. I think that can't be done now, you know.
When is Coachella normally? Is it May or April?
It's April. It's April. Okay.
So yeah. That's definitely out.
That's definitely out. Yeah, they're rescheduling that for October.
Oh, well, that's good.
Halloween.
That's also extremely optimistic of them to think that we're going to be able to be in that larger group of people in October. But I wish them the absolute best on their journey.
I do not. But
oh wait, Coachella, is that owned
yeah,
by
you're not
somebody?
A Coachella.
Huh?
You're not a Coachella girl.
No, I'm not any kind of Ella. Hey. I am not a no, I do not. I need a proper restroom. I need an early exit if I am bored or not thrilled with what's happening. I need to feel hydrated and clean at all times. And so I'm not a festival goer, but shout out to those who are. But isn't the owner
of hand sanitizer in the world?
Right. And Lord knows we're out of it anyway. Is the owner of Coachella the one that's like homophobic?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Or at least gave money to homophobic causes.
So why are we overlooking that because it's an amazing platform, or maybe she'll call attention to it in a good way and like shame him or what?
I'm not really a Lady Gaga fan, honestly.
Oh,
so I
really?
Can't really answer that. No, I'm not even. I just said that because
it was news.
It was news.
So what are your thoughts on her? Why don't you like her? Because you think it's too performative? It's like
I don't
fake.
Dislike her. I'm just not a fan. I like the new song. Like I just, it was more like I know that I was going to have to hear it a lot. So I just kind of got into it, but I'm not, it doesn't move me. Everyone knows that I'm like at most like a Rihanna fan. But I mean, a lot of the bands and stuff that I like aren't even together anymore or like alive. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So, and I listen to like hip hop if it's like new.
Do you think that Rihanna is ever going to do music again, or is she too busy counting her money?
Too busy counting her money, and now the world's going to end. So why would she?
True.
So
true.
We gave up on her. Pop star Rihanna.
I mean, amen.
Avon Lady.
Do we think that Adele's long spoken about album is actually going to come out this year, or is she going to do the same thing?
Again, I don't really. Follow.
You don't die for Adele?
No, I definitely don't. Definitely don't live for her.
Are you kidding me?
I don't dislike her. I think she's a great singer.
I mean, for lack of a better word, hello. Like, I mean, for she's everything.
But she is on the playlist. She's on the COVID-19 Spotify playlist.
That song is. P.S. people who I know don't know you from like Rhode Island and stuff. So I sent it to 1,000 people. It's one of the greatest works of art that's ever happened in culture of all time. Rest in peace. And so I've been sending it to people, but people who I forgot to send it to have been posting it. Like, it is crazy. Fully viral.
Wow. That's crazy. I don't even know. But, you know, I didn't realize that I have so many nurses that follow me on Instagram and people that work in the medical field. And a lot of them have DM'd me and said, we're listening to this. In the nurse's room, in the break room.
Oh, my God.
In the ER, like all of this stuff. I'm like, that's crazy.
Wow.
I love it. As long as people like it, you know. I did it to keep myself busy.
Do you add to it every day?
I update it every day. I have a backlog list of songs. So people, if you're listening to this and you continue to DM me, you're thinking your song isn't coming. It's coming. Trust. If it's a good song, it's coming.
That's so. And how did you think to do it? Do you just wake up one day and you were like, I want to do something for myself, and then realize you wanted to like share it with others?
I was just thinking of all the time that we're going to be spending alone, and music usually is the thing that brings people together. So, and it's, you know, it's communal playlist, or not communal, I guess, but everyone can share it. So it's something that's easily shared. So
that's shareable.
I was thinking about making another playlist after.
Yes.
But I won't give that away yet.
Okay. Tell me offline because I need to know.
Yeah. Yeah. So also another postponement is the Wonder Woman movie that was going to come out June 5th is now going to come out August 14th. Did you see the first Wonder Woman? Do you care about that?
I did, and I had no interest in it. Apologies to my fellow women people, but I could not have cared less.
It's a great film.
Is it?
Yes. Yeah. 1,000%. I went into it not expecting that much, and it was a great like comic book film.
Really? Mm-hmm.
Probably the best of the... of those, what is it, Marvel? Is that Marvel?
I don't know.
Is that DC?
I think it's DC. What's the other woman one with what's her face who won an Oscar for Room? Brie Larson. There's like a Captain.
Oh, Marvel.
Fantabulous.
Marvel, Captain Marvel.
Okay.
Fantabulous.
I mean, is that one good? That one looks worse. I don't know.
I haven't seen that one. Is it good?
What's her skill? Is it that she's like a captain? She's just super smart? I don't know. Everybody else is like shields and like.
Captain and Tennille? I'm not sure. I'm not going to really watch that during this break. I've been watching, and we'll get to this, but I'm watching a show on Netflix that I want to tell you about.
Ooh.
I did see the screener for Real Housewives of New York. We talked about this.
Can you tell me everything? Because my brain was closed.
Well, I don't know if I can talk about it here.
I think you can.
We'll talk about it.
Did you like it? How many apples out of 5 would you give it?
3.5.
You know what?
But you know what I will say about New York? They don't usually have stellar first episodes of seasons. But they're like the it's like the tortoise and the hare. Like they're the tortoise? Yeah. They're like long run. They're, you know?
Yeah.
Slow and easy. Every episode is usually something good. It's not like Atlanta has like they kind of pump it up.
Yeah.
But then there's a lot of filler.
Yep.
But New York, I don't know. I'm trying to be optimistic.
And sometimes
about most things
like
in life right now, but
like Beverly Hills, sometimes they gaslight us and we'll have an amazing premiere and then the rest of the season is complete garbage trash. So I feel like 3.5 is good.
3.5 is okay.
Yeah.
It's passing. Passes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm into it.
70.
I mean.
And Real Housewives in New York news. As you know, Bethany Frankel. Her disaster relief organization, Be Strong, is donating 1 million surgical masks to hospitals and doctors across the country to offset the shortage in supply. We also have Christian Siriano, who's offered to make some masks with his sewing team. And also Dove Charney, the former CEO of American Apparel, is also offering.
And Brandon Maxwell, his Project Runway co-star, is doing the same, he said.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is great.
More power to them. This is great, but wow.
I mean, I think it's wonderful. I also just wonder, I think it's so great. They're still, it's seemingly still paying their teams. They're putting them to work. Mm-hmm. They're changing and maybe saving people's lives. And I think they should be commended. I'm just curious if any of them are also texting or sliding into Carly Kloss's DMs and being like, hey girl, so is it true that your husband is maybe monetizing coronavirus through the production of tests he doesn't know how to make inside Oscar, which he owns?
Or also that some hospitals are saying that they're now paying $7 per mask for a mask that usually costs 58 cents.
Yeah, these are questions I would maybe ask Carly. So guys, Carly, if you're listening, anybody who has access to her, maybe ask her some of these basic questions about things that are seemingly financial incentives for her husband that also can bankrupt society and culture at large. You know, but I also love her hair, so I don't know. It evens out.
Love her hair. Speaking of hair I love, Wendy Williams.
Oh.
I was watching her, oh, can you hear that? It's kind of crazy outside. It sounds
like, it was Wendy. She heard you and she floated by.
Yeah. So Wendy's been filming her show, or I think the first episode of her home, her like her home series of,
her like recording, yeah, like what Conan is doing in Jimmy Fallon.
She's not getting dressed up. She's wearing like a little deep cut titty shirt with a robe over it.
Phenomenal.
Her hair's kind of combed. It's not really so much a show as it is like ASMR of her just like eating. She's eating takeout and she's talking about how she's supporting local businesses by ordering. She's like, she doesn't want to order too little because then it doesn't make sense for them to deliver it to her. So she'll order like in bulk. And she was eating soft shell crab, popsicle lamb chops, shrimp, Orangina. All of this. This is in one sitting.
Where is she ordering from? Because you know it's got to be bougie and fabulous. I don't think she's like going to the bodega.
As gross as that sounds, there's something about watching Wendy eat because she's having so much fun doing it. So, like, I don't want popsicle lamb chops. I don't, that's not, she's putting hot sauce on it and, like, eating it
disturbing.
Over the mic. Yeah.
I've seen the video. I haven't seen a full episode. I do stand for Wendy.
It's only
Wendy.
15 minutes. It's only
oh,
15
really?
Minutes. And 8 of those minutes is her eating.
I saw little clips. Evan Ross Katz, whom I adore, posted some vids on Twitter. So I think I watched just like the same 1 or 2 minute video like 6 or 12 times. Just her coughing as she's like putting the hot sauce on and then coughing and trying to say something and like not knowing where she is and like high off of hot sauce. Hopefully only
and
that.
And then her DJ is magically in the background of the video. And I'm like, okay, so you're not actually social distancing, but okay.
Oh my God. She protect her at all costs, honestly.
At all costs, but in true Wendy fashion, had no idea what she was talking about or the topics that she's kind of reading off of cues, but then just kind of like, it was mostly just the eating. She was eating.
I mean, I'm sort of sold based on this.
Watch it. It's on YouTube. Totally free to watch. Everyone should.
Is it?
I wouldn't even be mad if you guys stop listening to this podcast right now and
just listen to that. Yeah, we'll be here when you're done. Is it airing on like Fox as well? Like when these talk show hosts are doing their Skyping and stuff.
Is that on Fox?
Or whatever, because she's syndicated or whatever.
Yeah,
so it's like wherever. But is that airing like on TV or is it just YouTube?
No, it's on YouTube. And then they're doing on television, they're doing reruns, but they don't feel that that's enough. So.
Oh, okay. I thought that was going on TV, and I was like, holy shit, somebody is not well, because that is quite a choice.
She had a giant life-size Betty Boop statue behind her. It looks like it was made out of porcelain. Betty Boop, as you know, is famously white. she had it spray-painted mahogany brown, and she had a Chanel belt on. This
on
is
Betty Boop?
Betty Boop. On Betty Boop. Betty Boop is carrying a Chanel bag.
Listen,
she has a Supreme,
I love an accessory.
A Supreme hat on, I think, also.
On Betty?
On Betty.
Wow. Betty came to play.
Yeah.
Holy
She said she didn't want to give us a house tour, but I would want nothing more in this world than for Wendy Williams to give us a house tour during a quarantine.
What do you think that house looks like?
I mean, you're only seeing that one corner with Betty Boop, so I can only imagine.
Because she has like a ton of money. I mean, it's probably like in a crazy building, right? Is this her New York apartment?
She strikes me as an eccentric millionaire.
Yeah. Wow. Good for Wendy.
That wasn't the only statue in her house that was spray painted mahogany brown. So she said there was another one. I can't remember who the figure was, but they were white before and now they're brown. I love it.
Oh my God. I love her. Wow. Our queen.
I was thinking about Wendy and how amazing she would be in a We Are the World, in a We Are the World song. What do you, she would have to be. She would have to be like the main vocalist. But if you had to think of some Bravo Lebs or people from the sphere that you would add to the We Are the World.
I mean, Miss
Juicy Baby, hands down. We just get a stack of phone books.
Is that the smaller woman? The tinier woman who recently told me who she was? I had no idea.
Little woman.
Little woman. Okay, great.
We're going to get some phone books. She's going to stand on top of that.
I mean, I could see, like, if we're going to talk Housewives, Ramona is calling them every day until she's center square.
Luann's not invited, but she shows up anyways.
Luann is, like, practicing her 16-bar cut directly outside for 9 to 12 hours until...
Candace from Rehearsals of Potomac.
Oh, of course. And Ashley... with her Bagels in Love song or whatever that she sang with her brother at Pride. Coffee and Love.
Former pop star Ashley Darby. Known for her top 20 hit, Coffee and Love.
Oh, my God. Talk about a music video.
Performed at the Roanoke, Virginia Gay Pride Festival.
God bless her. Thank you, Potomac, for introducing us to all things Darby.
You can pick one more housewife. Coast to coast.
I mean, listen, I am not... necessarily a stan. I'm certainly not. I'm saying quite literally I'm not. But Nene is such a like name and face that I could just see her there like probably bitching at some people behind the scenes and making like an intern cry and then showing off that toothy smile and you know.
Nene can't sing for shit.
Good, all the Nene better. Can't sing for shit.
Speaking of Wendy Williams, have you ever seen the clip? I'll send you after this. Maybe I'll put it up. I'll put it up on the Patreon. So anybody wants to go to the Patreon page. But there's a clip of Sheree, Phaedra, Nene, and Candy, and Wendy Williams. And they're singing on the Wendy Williams show. They're singing No Scrubs.
What?
And they don't just sing one verse. Wendy makes them sing like a verse and a half and like the chorus. And it is the most awkward, awful thing you've ever seen in your entire life. For like, Phaedra's wearing a fascinator and she kind of looks like she's going to like a funeral.
I mean, like, little did she know she was burying her career in a number of years. Wow. I would maybe invite
Sheree. I would have to. Yeah, I'll put it up on the I'll definitely look it up. I'll put it up.
What's Sheree up to? What's Sheree up to? What's She by Sheree up to? What are joggers up to?
I think she's already used to a life of solitude. She's got the prison boyfriend that she only has contact through the phone.
Love her.
She's probably doing tons of home workouts in Chateau Sheree.
Right? I haven't checked on her social in a very long time, I think.
It's not like you could even find her. I'm sure she's used to dodging people, either calling her phone or like knocking on her door, like the creditors, the bill collectors.
God bless.
Yeah.
One of many things that we have in common, me and Sheree.
So she by Galley. I'm watching this show on Netflix. I'm sure you've heard of it. Tiger King. Oh, you're making that face?
Because you and a group of our Bravo friends were trying to convince me yesterday to watch it. And you need to, without telling me like spoilers, because I want to be surprised. Really,
I'm on the fence. I'm like on the fence. I'm only four episodes in. I think it's funny. But I don't die for it. It's like, I feel the same way about it like Adele.
Oh my God. Wow. Adele, one day you can become as popular and amazing as Tiger King.
Joe Exotic.
What the fuck is it?
So Joe Exotic.
And how many episodes is it? It's a reality TV show? I don't know anything about it.
It's a documentary. So it's, I want to say 10. It's like a... I think it's 10 episodes. And it's essentially about the professional conflict between a guy named Joe Exotic. And he runs Oklahoma's Greater Wynwood Exotic Animal Park. And he has a longstanding feud with this woman, Carol Baskin, who runs Florida's Big Cat Rescue. She's basically, she antagonizes him throughout his entire career because she thinks that he abuses animals. And so they kind of have this longstanding feud about it. And without giving too much away, I think that...
Don't spoil.
Yeah. But I think that there's a lot of questionable business practices across all people. But basically every character that they introduce... is a character, and it's, you're like, this can't be real, but it is like Florida, so I mean anything's possible, right?
Oh wait, it's in Florida or Oklahoma?
Yeah, I think it's in Florida. I think he had to move to Oklahoma. Long story short, he went to prison. There's accusations of murder. There's polygamy. There's anything you would love, anything good.
I mean, you're hitting anything all you think the of when spots. You think of Florida.
Yeah.
My God. Yeah. Wow.
It's like a pinball machine for Florida. It's like just going to hit all those different spots, you know? I'm just going to... Wow, Florida.
So did you watch the full thing? Did you watch all 10 episodes or whatever?
I'm like 4 episodes in. Oh, okay. I'm starting to really get into it, but it's good. It's good. It's worth a look.
Okay.
It's interesting. It's definitely...
Do you watch Nailed It with Nicole Byer?
She's black, right?
Yeah.
Okay. No, I know of her, but I haven't seen it.
It is my favorite show, and they just announced today that season 4 is coming back next week. And
it's on Netflix?
Yeah, I avoided watching it for a while because I thought it was just a cooking competition show, and I had no interest. And then I randomly started watching an episode and binged everything in like 2 seconds. It's Nailed It is about... they bring on like amateur bakers and everyone is terrible and they try to get them to do stuff and they give like $10,000 or whatever at the end of each episode to the person who's like the least horrible, but it's so funny and like genuinely wholesome in the best possible way. And it's her and Jacques Torres,
okay.
Is that who it is? Jacques, whatever.
Jacques Torres?
Yeah, I think the chocolatier and like a weekly guest judge who's usually a comedian. But
you like cooking shows, right? Do you do cooking shows?
No, I don't. I have no interest in them. I don't want to learn how to cook. We live in New York City. Until Corona, I could depend on one thing, which was a seamless delivery arriving to my door that I could not afford.
See, little known fact, I cook.
Oh, do you?
I cook a bit. I cook mostly Italian stuff, Italian dishes. But
so what's your signature dish?
I'm great meatballs. I make really great meatballs.
Like from scratch? Like for real?
Yeah. You don't buy them. What do you mean? I mean, yeah.
Oh, my.
I make a really great fusilli with the artichoke and the sun-dried tomatoes, Kalamata olives.
What?
Some spinach. Yeah.
Oh, you are
little known fact?
A chef.
Oh, yeah. Not a chef. No. But I can make simple stuff.
Do you work off of a recipe or do you create it yourself?
I love an Italian wedding soup, but that's simple.
What is an Italian? That has meatballs in it,
right? Italian wedding soup is essentially like a chicken broth with meatballs in it, but they're usually turkey meatballs. And it's got like, you know, you could put spinach, carrots. It's healthy. It's like, sometimes it'll have pasta in it too, but I skip the pasta. It's like a leaner version.
Wow.
But yeah. I'd cook a lot more if I didn't have to keep going to the grocery store every fucking day, and I don't want to die, so.
Well, lucky for us, that's no longer an option. So, buy in bulk.
I was thinking going into this that I was going to, watch a lot more TV than I have, and I thought I was going to eat a lot more than I have. I haven't really had as much of an appetite, because the whole world-ending thing is like,
you know. Yeah, stress does that to a person.
And television, I haven't watched as much, but you know why? It's because House Party app.
Oh.
And this is not sponsored, people. You should be downloading the House Party app. I got you on it.
You did, and it's amazing.
It's amazing. It's the easiest way to talk to large groups of people. I like the fact that, have you invited more of your friends on?
No, I haven't done it aside from that one time. But I need to do something on Friday because I want to do drinks with people, like in their apartments.
Just start sending it out to people.
Okay.
They'll add people, and then you'll start seeing more people. And before I knew it, my entire thing was filled. And the whole purpose is to have these different rooms, and you can go from room to room to room. You can just pop in and out. So you didn't even notice because you didn't have other friends on there. But I can leave a room, come back, and go to a different room. And there's like a limit of 8 people per room.
Oh, I thought it was 8 people total. like
no, like on your thing.
I didn't realize it was rooms. Oh, then it makes more sense that it's house
party. That's why it's called a house party. Yeah. And you can lock the door if you don't want more than whatever the current configuration is in the room, you know?
So if
I wish you could send photos on it. You can't really do or maybe I haven't unlocked that part of it yet, but we've got plenty of time if we're here till fucking summer.
So if I was sending out an invite, because I texted maybe like 20 people to be like, I'm going to do a video thing on my birthday. We'll drink wine and yell at each other on video. Oh,
yeah. I think I've got a birthday party on Friday there, too.
Oh, you do? Both. So how would you, so I would, you would suggest doing it on a house party instead of like Zoom where it's just one big canvas?
I've never used Zoom before, but I'm going to later this week with Leah. But I've never used it before. But house parties.
Where it's at.
My preferred. Yeah.
And so when I was on it with you, we played that like trivia game. Are there other games to play on it?
I haven't explored the whole game part really. Yeah. I'm mostly just drinking with friends on there.
No, I love that.
What is it? What's Yolanda say? I like to have fun, but I don't play games.
Yes.
Everything. I'm not really a game person. I don't really like to fucking play games unless it's like really good trivia, but usually I just get bored really fast. But I've been doing everything on there. I've had like happy hours with people. Me and my friend Jonathan typically meet up there at the end of the day and just kind of like have some wine until it's time to go to sleep.
Oh my God, I love that. That's awesome.
I've got a birthday party coming up. I've had a date on there. Ooh. So yeah.
And can people...
No, we are not fucking on house party, people. That's not happening. But you can lock the door. That is a nice bonus feature.
That is what. Can you imagine if somebody else was like, Sarah, are you on house party? And I'm like, oh, I'm not. I'm so sorry. And then I just very quickly lock the door so they have no idea that I'm there.
They can see you. They can see that you're on there, but they see that the door is locked.
Oh, which is even better and more passive aggressive, which I am extremely into. They can see who you're in the room with. Oh, yeah, let's fuck with some people. We've got time.
Yeah.
I love that.
But that's the new. That's the new. My friend, my DJ friend, Ty Sunderland, is throwing a party on this Friday. What normally would have been at a bar over here, like a club space in Brooklyn. I think, you know, obviously it's canceled. So he's going to have it on Instagram Live.
Oh, that's awesome.
People are having to make do.
Did Ty go on Las Culturistas? Because I feel like I know his name from that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he talks about like music stuff. Yeah.
He's been on this podcast too.
Oh, that's awesome.
He's fun, yeah.
And I feel like D Nice? I'm going to fuck that up. And Questlove just did that recently, which is like
huge. Yeah, it's like really blown up, I've heard, yeah.
100,000 people are like, are doing it.
Yeah, Wendy Williams was talking about D Nice's thing. I've heard about that, but.
I just saw a little clip of it, but I fucking loved it. Like, I need to, the next time, I don't know if, I feel like he's doing it every day or something. I forget, but I love this idea. I think it's so, so smart, and it's going to get tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of people smiling and dancing, and that's what we need right now. We need an escape in every way possible. So I think that's great. Good for Ty.
And I think at first, the house party thing was a little bit depressing just because it was like you're just sitting and drinking and chatting with friends but not together. But by about the second day I was like, okay, this is the new. I can get into this, the new normal. I can get into this.
Yeah. I feel like as soon as you can adapt to a new environment and just settle in, and you can be upset about it, you can be angry about it, but you can also figure out ways to, you can get fucking drunk as trash as you want to be and try to figure out a way to, you know, get an escape from it. So if House Party is doing that for people, God bless. Public service. Yeah. House Party, if you're listening, send us money.
I've been trying to reach out, trust.
You should.
I posted something on my Instagram today. I wish I had them around here. It was like clean wraps. My friend's mother created this business. She has like a patent. It's the only patented... like wraps that you can put on gym equipment, like on weights on a treadmill or not. Yeah. And you can put them on so that they kind of block you from getting bacteria and things like that on your skin. You know,
oh my God, that's amazing.
Stop from viruses, things like that. So that's cool. It's called Clean Wraps, everyone. Cleanwraps.com. That's K-L-E-E-N wrap.
Wait, K-L-E-E-N?
And wrap.
Cute.
W-R-A-P.
As soon as people figure out how to spell it correctly, I feel like she's going to be a billionaire. Anybody that's doing anything related to cleaning anything, just like buy your country house now.
I never even got a chance to get the hand sanitizer. I just use soap. Call me old fashioned.
I mean, listen, I love a bar soap. People that
only use hand sanitizer is pretty fucking gross. I think it's probably better to use...
Right? Soap.
Yeah. This woman, I just read before we got on, this woman was like burned her arms completely up to her elbows because she put a ton of hand sanitizer all over her arms and immediately went to go cook something on the stove and her entire arms lit on fire.
Because it's super flammable.
Yeah.
OMG. That sucks.
I hate it here.
I know. Sponsored by soap. Sponsored by a bar of soap. Lord help us.
So what do you think is going to happen the second week of this? What do you think?
Aren't we in the second week? I have been quarantining for the same amount of time.
I am on day 12, but I think most of America is probably on day 7 now.
I think I'm on 13. I think I started day before. They're not even
on day 7. They're on day 6 now because most people didn't start until Friday, right?
I honestly don't know how many days I've been in. I only know how many days I've been inside because of how many days you've been inside. And I cannot. It's just the idea that we're going to be doing this for months is.
Oh, wait. Most people have been on for.
10? Or 3?
About 1. 11. I would say 11.
Oh, I feel like that's good, right?
10 or 11?
I mean, as long as they're inside for anything more than 0 days, it's sort of a success. Just stop going outside. Start it now.
Don't Google LA because you're going to be bummed out.
Are they all outside?
Yeah, they were like at the beaches up until this past weekend. They were, I want to say, farmers markets.
Well, I mean, I can't speak for the rest
California's
of the... Yeah, sorry. California's what?
California's projected to have 56% of the population infected.
And they're saying nationally it's going to be between 40 and 70. So that seems about right.
Yeah.
Wow.
God, we're dirty, huh?
We are awful.
We are dirty people.
Why can't we all just understand that we need to stay inside right now unless you are... like essentially a first responder, and I put like Whole Foods employees in that cart. Anybody that works at a pharmacy, people in service positions. If you're working at a goddamn like, I don't know what Fresh Direct right now. Like unless you are in that category, and frankly, all of those people should be paid the absolute most money possible and thanked every day for the rest of their lives. Everybody else should be inside. And if you're working in the healthcare industry, including mental health care, stay inside. It's not that hard.
I'm going to run for president someday so that I can make it so that teachers and nurses and doctors are paid more than basketball players. And that.
But less than basketball wives.
Yes.
Because Jackie Christie
basketball wives are going to
fuck
the most.
You up if you come for her check.
Jackie Christie's going to fuck me up if I come for her check.
She's going to be not
that's
today.
Just another one. Fuck. See, now I'm in a spiral because I just thought about Basketball Wives. It's probably going to be postponed now, too.
So have you watched season 7?
Everything worth having is worth waiting for.
I mean, that's what they're trying to tell us, but I refuse to believe it. Have you watched season 7, which I think is the current season?
Of Basketball Wives?
Yeah.
Oh, I've seen every single episode ever.
So my
What's 7? Is that the most recent with OG?
Yes. And... So
do you like Basketball Wives?
So I got into it because the co-creator of Andy's Girls,
you have taste,
is a wonderful sassy pants named Damian Bellino. Who's a writer producer at VH1 and a good friend. And so he got me into Basketball Wives. He's like, you absolutely need to watch it. It's
so good.
It's so good. So I think I'm caught up to season. I want to say I'm caught up definitely to season 5, and I've seen the Miami one
as
well.
What is 5? Oh, wait, what by Basketball Wives, what do you mean? Season 5 of L.A. or?
Yeah, L.A., because Miami is no longer.
The thing about Basketball Wives is they started out as just Basketball Wives.
Right, then there were
period,
two.
In Miami.
Right.
Then they did the L.A. version, and then the L.A. version ended up being more popular in the.
Combined.
Combined the two.
Right. So I think I'm up to season 5 of
on L.A.
L.A. I've seen all of Miami, and
what
I wanted.
What do you think about Miami versus L.A.?
Um,
I feel like Miami was realer.
Yeah, what's her face? What's the one that looks kind
Tammy.
Of... What's her...
Wait.
No, not Tammy Roman, who I know from sewing her mouth shut on Real World.
Queen of reality television.
Queen of everything. I remember when she went on Oprah because her husband was
cheating
on her.
Which is a controversial statement considering that Tiffany Pollard exists. But I think that Tiffany Pollard is a queen, but Tammy Roman originated this shit.
I mean, she is something. She was out before. She's something. So Seven I haven't seen yet, but I just watched Jamie and we recorded this week's Andy's Girls, which was posted yesterday, and he was like, we'll do a bet. I forget what I'm forcing him to watch, but he was like, you need to watch the season 7 super trailer. And I watched it and texted him right after and was like, it's amazing and magical. And I can't believe
that
Evelyn and Jen.
Evelyn's patner pussy.
So I don't, it was just, I only saw the trailer. I haven't seen the premiere or anything else, but
yeah, but in the trailer she was.
Yeah. And I was surprised that Evelyn and Jen seem to be like cool enough that they've agreed to film together. I think because they know that they need each other. But I was shocked that it's come to that point because the last time I saw them, they were like losing their minds. So I need to, all this to say, that's on my like list of things that I need to watch is Basketball Wives season 7.
And who's your favorite on Basketball Wives LA?
I mean, I don't know if this is controversial, but I would say Evelyn.
Really? Oh.
Or what, Shawnee?
Oh, God, no.
Jackie
Christie's
a trigger for me because she's so manipulative. Jackie, she's a horrible person.
She's a horrible person, but she is like the, trying to think. She's like the Karen Huger of.
That's exactly who I was thinking about. She's the Grand Dame of Basketball Wives.
The Grand Dame of Basketball Wives.
100%. That's
so
exactly
clueless,
right.
But like so perfect.
100%.
You can't
yeah.
have that show without her.
Yeah.
Tammy Roman is my favorite across all.
I can't get into that. I don't
Did
support
you like Drea?
Drea, I
was from seasons 1 to 3, I think.
What did she lie about that was like a really big lie? Was it something having to do with an ex or
with
cheating?
Her child.
What was the thing with her kid? Remind me. It's been a while since I've
she
seen
it. She was a stripper and she like left her kid home alone to fend for himself when she was out partying and working. And the police were actually called to her house and her like kid was home alone making meals for himself. And he was like, what, 5 or something?
Oh, my God. That's
something insane.
Terrible.
And so she got like, child protective services were trying to take him from her. And it was all hidden.
And that happened
they kind
before
of, they
she
it.
Joined Basketball Wives. And then somebody
before
found out
joined
about
the show,
it.
And then they brought it up on the show.
Oh, my God. That's bananas. And what was the name of the woman? She was like full figured and maybe was kind of a shit star, but I also thought she was good. And I think
Laura Govan.
What's her name?
Laura Govan.
No,
Brooke Bailey.
She was whose fiance is she now like having sex with or something? She started dating somebody else's ex or something. Laura.
Laura Govan.
Yeah. There's somebody.
Yeah, she's the sister. Her and her sister.
Oh, what's
on the show? Gloria and Laura.
Oh, that's what it is. I think there's somebody else I'm thinking about, but I can't remember. It's like
there's Malaysia
too. So quickly. Oh my God, Malaysia's face.
I love Malaysia.
Malaysia's teeth journey on Basketball Wives is like
spin-off. Her color contacts. You know her name is really LaQuisha. Her name is LaQuisha, and she's from Crenshaw. And in the first episode, she's fighting it like what they look like they're at the Cheesecake Factory or something, and she's like fighting Laura. And beat her up on the terrace at the Cheesecake Factory.
I remember the terrace. Why did she go from LaQuisha to Malaysia?
Why not? Because why not? And then they're fighting in the first episode and she beats her up. Laura Govan, who, by the way, just gave birth 2 weeks prior, which is why she was a little bit chunky in that episode. But she's already beating a new mom. And while all this is going on, Tanya is the woman with the blonde dreads. Who I cause she looked like she had like you know like Predator, the horror movie Predator.
Yeah.
Her hair looked like Predator, like
amazing.
Predator dreads, and so she's just sitting there like calmly, doesn't want to get involved while they're fighting over her, and she looked like she was waiting at a bus stop while they're just like,
oh my God, why that show is wild.
In Little Rock, Arkansas, right behind her, and she's just sitting like she's waiting for the damn bus, yeah.
Oh my God, that
if
show is everything.
If you haven't watched Basketball Wives, anybody listening to this, it's such an important.
It is, right? It's so
I would
weird.
Say it's better than Love and Hip Hop. It's better like in the trajectory of like VH1 shows. I think it's higher on the
Totem pole.
Pyramid.
So yeah. I haven't seen Love and Hip Hop before, I don't think.
Flavor. What would you say the best VH1 show, though, of?
Were you going to say Flavor of Love?
I don't think you would like Love and Hip Hop.
I don't think I would either.
It's a lot of moving parts and it's a lot of action. I don't think you would be like.
No, I can't totally, do it.
Totally. I could see you loving Basketball Wives, though, fully.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, Flavor of Love was like a huge moment.
I think
moment.
That's the pinnacle. That's the apex.
And like Celebrity Fit Club, I remember that with the doctor who's
never watched it.
Horrible. Oh, it's terrible.
I think it goes like Flavor of Love, Rock of Love, Charm Rock School.
Charm School.
Charm School. Yeah. Charm School is actually better than Rock of Love.
I don't remember dying for Charm School. I don't remember how much of it I actually saw, but
you
I remember
definitely
it.
Definitely go back. It is.
Really?
Yes. Oh, my God.
And who hosted it? Wasn't it
Monique.
Academy Award winner, Monique.
Wait, okay, so Monique hosted the Flavor of Love Charm School, and then there was the Rock of Love. It was like the black one and the white one. And then Sharon Osbourne hosted the Rock of Love one.
Oh my God.
Both were so fucking good, but Flavor of Love one was just like... Chef's kiss.
I love that. Okay, I'm gonna have to go back into the VH1 library. I guess I'll find the time somehow.
Yeah. All right, listen, we're gonna go to the B side. We're gonna continue this conversation over on the bonus episode. So for all you people that want to hear the bonus episode, we are gonna discuss which Basketball Wives or even which Real Housewives we would want to self-quarantine with.
Ooh.
Which ones we think would have the best refrigerators. Maybe which husbands of Real Housewives we would want to self-quarantine with.
Oh, hey.
We're going to get into all of that and we're going to talk about it on the bonus episode. So if you guys want to hear that, you have to subscribe to the bonus episode on the Patreon. It's patreon.com/theBList. And also, I just want to remind you guys to rate, review, and continue subscribing. Sarah, do you want to tell the people where they can find you on Instagram? Also, how to find your podcast?
You can listen to episodes of Andy's Girls, which is a weekly Bravo and Real Housewives podcast that's really considered a combination of C-SPAN and Ayanna Fix My Life, where we break down the psychology behind all of these crazy women.
Yeah, it's deep.
It's deep. It's a deep.
Intensive.
It's a deep kind of show. So you can find Andy's Girls wherever you listen to your podcast. And you can find me on Twitter at Sarah Galley, on Instagram at Dame Galley. And I do this segment on Andy's Girls called Satchels of Gold in honor of Her Holiness Kelly Kaloran Ben Simone, where we respond to questions, comments, concerns that listeners send our way. So you should definitely be following me on Instagram if you're not already, which I know you are not. So do it now.
Very good. All right, we'll see you guys soon. See you on the B-side.
Bye.